AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. We are just now learning that there were two Americans on board that German jetliner that crashed in the French Alps. Most of the rest of the 150 people on board were German or Spanish. Meanwhile, investigators have cracked open the badly damaged cockpit voice recorder, and what they will hear over the next few hours may give us some vital clues as to what happened to that airplane. Former NTSB Chairwoman Deborah Hersman told the Today Show this morning what those investigators are likely to hear.
You can hear the crew talk about, you know, takeoff procedures, any maintenance that might have been done. They might be discussing that. But also those critical minutes and seconds leading up to the crash, you want to know what's happening in the cockpit. The cockpit voice recorder is going to be critical.
Meanwhile, our Lori Hinden reports from France that a makeshift chapel's been set up in a town near the crash site.
The leaders of Spain, Germany, and France are all expected, as are bereaved families. It's not clear how many are going to come. Some are expected to come by bus, and some are even driving, apparently.
It doesn't appear as if foul play was involved in this tragedy, according to Germany's top security official. After a year-long investigation, the Associated Press has learned that the seafood you eat at fancy restaurants or buy at the grocery store may be produced by slaves, men held in cages on an Indonesian island when they're not forced to fish. The fish are then sent around the world for sale. President Obama plans to mark the fifth anniversary of the Affordable Care Act with a new initiative to tie more payments for health care to the quality, not the quantity, of services rendered. He will speak about it at the White House today. This is AP Radio News. Three companies that use spinach in their food are recalling thousands of items because of concerns about listeria. Our Kristen Bender is in San Francisco with more on this.
Cases of Amy's Kitchen, organic spinach, as well as other companies, Wegmans and Carmel Food Group, have recalled frozen spinach that they use in their prepackaged and frozen items because it is tainted, possibly with listeria.
The bacteria that causes listeria can cause serious and sometimes deadly infections in young children, frail or elderly people, and others with weakened immune systems. Heinz is buying Kraft Foods, which will create one of the largest food and beverage companies in the world. And a Picasso masterpiece is going to auction in New York. It's expected to sell for $140 million. It's called Women of Algiers, and it shows a scantily attired woman. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.